Happy September, and welcome to this month's newsletter. You can listen to the newsletter here. It's the start of a new academic year. It always brings a mix of excitement and nervous anticipation. The hallways buzzing with the chatter of students catching up after the summer break, their laughter filling the air. Freshly sharpened pencils and funny notebooks symbolise new beginnings and the promise of knowledge just waiting to be uncovered. Teachers greet their new classes with warm smiles, ready to inspire and challenge young minds. The school grounds come alive with energy, each corner a hive of activity, as everyone settles into the rhythm of another year of learning and growth. We hope you enjoy this newsletter dedicated to the start of the academic year. Regardless if you look forward to the new year or not, let's dive into some ideas of how you can make the most of the new term time ahead. If you would like to see a specific topic or you have ideas of what we should include in our newsletters, let us know. A new academic year. Freshers Week. The start of a new year of exciting opportunities. It is time to choose a new skill you can learn or to start working on your DOV. We have you covered with our free distance learning hub. Explore a range of options from learning a new skill, getting physically active, helping in your community, or going on expeditions. All skill modules can be found here, all physical modules can be found here, and all volunteering modules can be found here. Study hints and tips, whether academically, socially, or self-care, below are some hints and tips for you to prepare for the new academic year ahead. Take a deep breath. Breathing exercises can manage stress and improve well-being by promoting relaxation and clarity. Techniques like diaphragmatic breathing, the 4-7-8 method, and alternate nostril breathing offer various benefits. Practicing these exercises daily can enhance peace, mindfulness, and overall mental and physical health. You can find various breathing exercises in our mindfulness, meditation, and yoga module that can help you to slow things down. Watch the video to breathe deeply. You can use this in any situation. Get enough sleep. Sounds easy, right? If you are well rested, you'll find yourself more energized and focused throughout the day. Quality rest is essential for both physical and mental well-being, allowing your body to repair and rejuvenate. Establishing a regular sleep schedule, creating a calming bedtime routine, and ensuring a comfortable sleep environment can significantly improve your sleep quality. Find out more on how to do this in week 1 of our module, The Happiness Project. Spend time outside. The Japanese art of Shinrin-yoku became popular almost 40 years ago, or more simply put, going for a walk in the woods. We have long known the therapeutic benefits of being in nature to reduce stress and promote a sense of well-being. It is so easy to do and you have probably done it before. Get outside, feel good. Shinrin-yoku, step 1. Find a suitable quiet forest location or in a peaceful natural setting, the corner of a garden, local park or green space outside. Step 2. Notice how you are feeling. Turn off your phone and focus on the environment around you. Step 3. Walk slowly and quietly into the forest. Find a good spot and stand still for 5 to 10 minutes. Step 4. Take long, slow, deep breaths in and out and feel yourself in that space, your feet on the ground and the air touching your skin. Step 5. Slowly look around from the tops of the trees to the ground, noticing all the different things around you. Step 6. Listen to the sounds in the forest, the birds singing, leaves rustling, and feel that you are now indeed part of the forest. Step 7. Walk quietly, observing everything around you. Find a dry place to sit, a log, base of a tree, or grassy area. Step 8. Close your eyes and breathe in slowly through your nose and out through your mouth. Focus on slowing your breathing, the forest smells around you, and the temperature of the breeze on your skin. And step 9. Notice how you feel and compare that to how you felt when you started your journey. Return home, drink a glass of water, and relax. Study essentials. What study essentials do you need to buy? Below are some ideas selected by Kaylee Patak, our social media assistant and ambassador. These are post-it notes, a rucksack, pens, pencils and highlighters, a study planner, a water bottle, some headphones, some notebooks and a file organizer. Productivity tips to help when you revise. You could color code all of your different subject notes to help you memorize the coursework content you are learning better, and you could use an academic planner to keep a track of your projects and upcoming exams, or instead you could write a to-do list to keep on top of your daily and/or weekly academic tasks. Encouraging mantras. Here are three mantras to give you a motivational boost when you're heading back to school, university or college. I am ready to learn, I am an excellent student, and I can and I will. Join our free distance learning hub by clicking here.